For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in have held a surprise summit, but as of yet, most don't know what was discussed. Moon's office says he will personally announce the outcome of the talks very soon. Reporter Jason Struthers in Seoul.
President Trump is coming back and saying that maybe it could take place on June 12th. So I think this was a way for the Korean leaders to kind of talk from the same playbook. And perhaps President Moon took the opportunity to encourage Kim Jong-un to resume dialogue with the United States.
The president canceled the June 12th summit on Thursday, but then on Friday said it still might work out. The White House says an advance team will depart for Singapore as scheduled this weekend to prepare for next month's summit. The president says he's ready for a meeting if Kim is. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Alberto is the first named storm of the year, and it's slowly moving toward the Gulf Coast. The governors of Florida and Mississippi have declared states of emergency. Craig Setzer is a meteorologist with WFOR-TV.
The storm is getting a bit stronger tonight as it moves to the north, and during the day on Sunday has the possibility of a further intensification reaching the north Gulf Coast here sometimes late on Monday or Monday night. But it's a big lopsided storm with a lot of the bad weather east of the track, so the effect's going to be felt well before the center makes landfall.
A new monument in Connecticut honors service animals with a statue of one of the nation's most famous war dogs. The sculpture, Stubby Salutes, is being unveiled in Veterans Memorial Park in Middletown. Stubby was a Boston Terrier mix that traveled to Europe with a Connecticut unit during World War I. He became famous for warning soldiers of incoming gas attacks and locating wounded soldiers on the battlefield, staying with them until help arrived. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
What does kneeling during the national anthem have to do with beer and hot dogs? With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Dozens of demonstrators blitzed the NFL's Manhattan headquarters yesterday, calling on the league to reverse its controversial policy on player protests during the national anthem. The protest took place 2 days after the league's owners, in a surprise move, announced that teams will be fined if their players take a pregame knee during the national anthem. New York City Councilmember Jamon Williams says the NFL's anthem policy is not about showing respect.
When that anthem is being played, they don't stop anything in that stadium.
Come on. Oh.
People are buying beer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 5 million vehicles in the United States over a cruise control issue. They say in rare situations, drivers may not be able to turn off the cruise control. It can happen if the cruise control accelerates at the same time an electrical short circuit occurs. Shifting the vehicle into park will cancel the cruise control, but tapping the brake or turning off the device won't. The recall includes 15 Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram models from 2014 to the present. Harvey Weinstein is out on bail after pleading not guilty on Friday to sex crime charges involving two women. Weinstein has been released on $1 million cash bail and has surrendered his passport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.